Thank you. I had to pull back the reins on that last one. I was ready to go. I was looking at Judy saying, I better watch out.
Well, that one I could do.
Well, no, it's a great tune. It's one of my favorite tunes, actually, Father Kelly's. It doesn't get played half enough, I don't think. So, all right, let's do Kitty's Wedding. And Cronin's, I got to get Cronin's Rambles. I don't think I took Cronin's Rambles out of my pile here. Yes, thank you for reminding me, because I'm looking at that saying, I've got to talk about that. And then, of course, I get sidetracked. All right, so I think you all know already, but we're going to remind you, the master session. I think we'll be okay, but I mean, I have to be honest with you, the numbers are not where I thought they would be already, but we usually kind of, we've been averaging somewhere around 60 to 70, I think, depending. But we have Jerry O'Connor and Nuala Kennedy this weekend, and they were going to be together. Unfortunately, with the lockdown, they won't be in the same room together, but they were planning on being together, but Nuala can't drive up to the north, so but they will be doing it separately, and we're delighted to have them both. If you haven't heard,
well, I'm going to be joining. I haven't signed up for it, but I will be there for that. So I will sign up soon. Well, so you got one more person to add to that.
Nuala Kennedy is phenomenal. She is absolutely phenomenal. She's totally inspiring. She's amazing.
She is. She really is. And she, look, they're both wonderful people. They're really good friends of mine. Very down to earth, relaxed people. So I'm looking forward to having them and having some fun with them. We do have other stuff coming up. Of course, we have a break for Easter. I've decided not to do a session. I was going to do a session, but, you know, the good Catholic boy that I am, I've decided not to have a session on Easter Saturday. But starting up on the second week, we have something completely different. If you haven't seen it on our Facebook page, we are going to have Wendy McIsaac and Alistair White. So we're going to have Scottish and Cape Breton fiddlers, unbelievable players. Actually,
no, Alistair's great. Yeah.
Wendy McIsaac's band just got nominated for a Juno in Canada. That's the same as a Grammy. So they got nominated for Best Folk Album, I guess, for Canada, which is a big deal. But they're incredible musicians, and I think Alistair's married to Anna Colleton, the great Boron player. And so Anna will be there playing some Boron. I know it's not Irish, but, you know, they are incredible fiddle players, and I think you'd enjoy them. And so I wanted to create some diversity and bring other aspects of you know, I mean, a lot of us play Cape Breton tunes and tunes from Nova Scotia and Scotland. In fact, a lot of the tunes we play in the traditional music world, like the Tarbolt and Lockficker and Sailor's Bonnet, are actually Scottish. A lot of people don't know that because Michael Coleman recorded those in the 20s. When I was doing some film work for a project for HBO, I had to pick stuff that was going to be suitable for that time period. And it turns out that those tunes were actually Scottish. So anything else, Michael, that we need to mention? You can get the video, the download or upload or whatever you want to call it, right, for this slow session. So do what you can. If you can't make it, or you're not inclined to make any of these, you know, please spread the word. Pass it around. Let people know about it. That's word of mouth is all we can do. And these people need your help. Ireland is, I mean, they're looking like, I've just read something yesterday, there might be a third round in Europe, which would be horrific. I mean, that would be just devastating for everybody, including ours. And so I hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, we have to stay on top of this stuff. And people have to make, you know, they have to pay the bills and feed the kids and all that's the same way we do. So anyway, I've said enough about that stuff. You all know where I'm coming from. We've been doing it for quite a while, and we'll continue to do this as long as we need it. We all need it. I need it just as much as any of you guys need it. And
can I say something, John? You asked about a grant, and I just want to let you know that I am applying for a folk arts grant, which gives the master teacher $3,500 for me to study with them. And I'm doing that with Jerry O'Connor. So this is something that the teachers can do with students. Every state has it. This is in New Jersey, but I'm sure every state has a folk arts grant situation where you can apply for it and get these master teachers like yourself and Jerry and whoever else who needs the money to be able to have several different students to do this with. So I am advise everybody to look up your own state folk arts grant situation and see if you can apply for it, because not that many people apply for them, which is why they're easier for me to get. So hope you don't live in New Jersey to compete with me. But yeah, anyway, there you go.
I actually had one in Connecticut, and the way the one in Connecticut works is that I had to go to a different state. And so I got the grant in Connecticut, and I had to go to Massachusetts to teach, which is fine. It was a similar grant, like $3,500 grant, and it worked out fine. But all right, so let's move on. We've got a few minutes left, so let's finish off. I was going to finish off with hornpipes, so let's finish off with some reels, right? What's left? There's not too many left. Andy McGann's, and that's probably not a good set to finish with. I don't know how many people would know that those tunes. Let's finish off with an old set of tunes. They're not on the list, but I think everybody would know them. So let's do the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid. And then maybe the Merry Blacksmith. Okay, and I'll try not to get too lively. Thanks very much, everybody, for being here. I certainly appreciate it. Thanks, a good bunch of you kind of hung out to the very end there. And Brian, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your playing last night at the session. I had to leave because I was having too many difficulties with my arm and my shoulder. But it was really lovely playing. I just wanted to let you know that. I think it's important to let you know that.
Oh, so, thanks very much.
Okay.
It was great to have you there too. So.
Well, hopefully next week I won't be quite so bad. I'm having problems with the shoulder. And so when I'm doing stuff all day, it gets really hard for me to do another session at night, especially I have to save my arm for tonight. So, and then for Saturday. So. But I'll do my best. I'll be there next Tuesday, and hopefully we'll be okay I'll hang out a little bit longer and play some more tunes. So I enjoy a good tune just like all of you guys. So I'm no different, you know. All right. So the Sally Gardens Sligo Maid and the Merry Blacksmith. Thanks again, everybody. God bless you. I'll see you. Hopefully see you, some of you, on Saturday. And if not, I guess I'll see you next Wednesday if you decide to come. So, thanks.